بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter we send salutations upon our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and every believer to come till the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the deen, many a times we think we can Google the deen, or the deen is readily accessible, or the internet possibly knows every single thing about the deen, or myself through my ijtihad and my logical deductions, I can analyze a passage of the Quran and come to a conclusion. But no matter how bitter this is, that's not the reality of the matter. The deen came generation from generation, heart to heart. Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, who was one of the preservers of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in such a time when people were inventing ahadith, making up fabricated ahadith to please the kings of their time, at that time he said, the knowledge of the deen, it goes from heart to heart. So many a times when you listen to a lecture online, it will give you some benefit. But you will find more nur and more benefit when you sit front to front, face to face, and learn the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why, when it comes to even asking questions, we see from among the lifestyle of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they were the best of poets. At times they had the best of the Arabic language when it came to the essence and the grammar and, you know, the morphology of the Arabic language. They were at the top, to the extent that the Kaaba, before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not just known as the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it was a display. If I say according to our context, it was like an art display for whoever had the most eloquent of poems. It would be hung on the Kaaba for to display to the masses, people who would come at the time of Hajj, and others who would come for the sake of business, just to show off the level of language, the level of Arabic that the people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to know. Until, of course, the Qur'an came, then all that poetry was taken down, because there is nothing that matches the eloquence of the Qur'an. So despite how eloquent they were, even they at times needed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand the Qur'an. And when they tried to analyze a passage on their own, the matter would go haywire. Let me give you the example of Adi bin Hatim al-Tai. When you go to Dubai and you go to some Arab countries, the Indo-Pak areas, there are restaurants called Hatim Tai. Who was Hatim Tai? He was a very generous man who lived before the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of his generosity, people named their buffet restaurants Hatim Tai. That come here, you're not gonna leave without an empty stomach, right? Although they're taking money from you at the end of the day, Hatim Tai didn't take money for his services and, you know, the food that he donated, whatnot. So, anyways, Adi was the son of Hatim Tai. Not only was he a leader of his tribe, but he was very eloquent when it came to poetry. So once he sat down, he looked at the Qur'an, he tried to find a passage pertaining to Sawm, fasting. When do I start my fast? When do I finish my fast? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, فَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. Eat مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Eat and drink. Eat and drink, continue to eat and drink after the time of iftar until you see that the white thread changes, or the black thread clarifies and changes into a white thread, and that will happen at the time of dawn. So he read this passage and he took two threads, a white thread and a black thread. And Adi bin Hatim, what did he do? He took these two threads and he put it under his pillow. So every now and then he would eat, lift up his pillow. No, this one's still black, this one's still white. Time would pass, he would keep on eating. This one's still black, this one's still white. Fajr time came, this one's still white and this one's still black. So he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, what's up? You know, what's the matter? What's this issue all about? Allah saying, eat and drink until the black thread becomes apparent from the white thread. This is black and this is white. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam joked with him and he said, Ya Adi, inna wisadataka la'arid. O Adi, your pillow is so wide that it encompasses the horizon. So even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum needed to understand the deen from somebody. And that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course. Now that deen is preserved, many a times we look at the apparent icing of the cake, but we don't look at the particles inside, the little chocolate bits, the little, you know, the jam in between the two pieces. That is left for the scholar to analyze. We at times, we just see the beauty of Islam, like we see the apparent cake. But then when you cut it, and then you give your child the adequate amount of cake that they need to eat, your wife, the adequate amount of cake that she needs to eat, you, what you need to eat, then you begin seeing the details, right? And that is the scholar of deen. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know, if you know not. And he says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Over every knowledgeable person, there is another knowledgeable person. Just as I can't perform a heart surgery without, you know, by reading some books, you know, you wouldn't trust me to do that. In the same manner, you can't just open, you know, you can't just read the Quran without learning it from professionals and come to a conclusion. That's why brothers and sisters, brothers and elders, will dedicate one day in the week to answer any questions that you have, inshallah, regarding the deen. Whatever minimal or whatever maximum knowledge that we learned from our scholars, if we have the answers to your questions, inshallah, you will hear the answer to your question very comfortably, very easily, on basis of the proof from the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the lives of the pious predecessors. So any questions you have, you know, gather them all together and possibly bring them every Wednesday. And hopefully, one at a time, we will clarify various matters that you need answers, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from misguidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from strength to strength. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to populate our beautiful masjid. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah. Barakallahu.